Hey guys, your favourite podcast is just seconds away, but what if you could listen to it without worrying about using data? Got an offer for you right now. If you go to ilovedata.com.au, you're going to get 50 gigs of data for only $59.95 a month. There's no contracts, there's no catches. It's ilovedata.com.au. Open that up on your browser now, and let's get into the podcast.
The Ruined It's for Breakfast catch-up. Thanks to Ranella Mazda. Get in and see the team for their plate escape offer with free Rego CTP and stamp duty on the updated Mazda 3 range, plus great 2016 plate clearance deals. Main South Road, Ranella.
Oh, hello. Good morning on this Monday morning. Gee, rude. Hey, the sun comes out, doesn't it change everything?
Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely. I was up the river on the weekend and looking magnificent up there as well.
Was the sun shining inside the front bar at the Swan Ridge Hotel?
I had to go outside every now and then to get a bit of fresh air. But no, it's looking magnificent up the river. So head up there if you're thinking about it on the weekends. There are flood warnings and things like that.
It's not dangerous. Head up for a flood, yeah.
Nah, it's not dangerous at all yet.
Well, what are you hearing about it?
Now, the water's coming up, but you're not going to get washed away if you're anywhere near it. It's just
so a good, healthy
slowly
flow.
Rising. Yeah, it looks magnificent and plenty of fish and bird life and, get up and have a look.
So if I go down, what about down to the end there, the Murray Mouth, where, only five years ago, the lake down at Goolwa was empty.
Yeah.
So that should all be very, very healthy
as well. Absolutely gushing out into the ocean at the moment. The mouth would be very clean and getting a wash that it needs. So, it's all good. In the next few weeks, it's actually really starting to flow a bit faster and rise.
Beautiful.
So everyone's pretty happy and excited up there at the moment.
Okay, beautiful. Coming up this morning, we're going to cross to the US because finally we're down to the last day or two of the election.
He's in trouble, Trumpy, I think.
Looks like it.
Yeah, the money's not for him. He's had a crack, though, and someone nearly had a crack at him yesterday.
Yeah. Gee, that was that's not good, is it? Security scares like that.
Always thought it was a good chance of happening, though.
Yep.
Yeah,
no worries.
Just a few.
Yeah. Jay Weatherall, yesterday saw him on all the news services talking about the nuclear facility that we're meant to be here in South Australia. That's a good word. We're a facility.
Yeah, facility or storage facility, but didn't get the decision that he liked. Two-thirds of the people said... we don't actually trust you capable of doing it.
That's a glowing endorsement.
A bit of a kick in the guts for him the storage facility.
Yeah. So Mike Smithson from Channel 7 was all over that story. We'll hopefully speak to him a little bit later on about it as well. So big, big morning here.
Ruin Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Rue, making news right around the world. In fact, I want to start at the Wacker in Perth with the cricket. And I must say, I don't know why, but for the first time in my life, I'm just a little bit ho-hum about it. I love cricket. I'm a cricket tragic, and especially Test cricket, but I don't know what's happened. But I don't know. Have you got excited by this at all or not?
Not at all. I'm definitely on the wane. The crowds over there for this Test have been pathetic, really. Saturday's crowd was 10,900. They got more people to watch the Perth Wildcats. And then yesterday they got beaten by Perth Glory in the soccer. It's unbelievable. I can't remember anything like that happening before.
Especially South Africa. Do you know there's a massive South African population in Perth and they're mad on their sport as well. So even that should have boosted the crowd. So have we become
front runners,
a society?
Are we?
Well, no, I think this is my little economic take on it, the study I've done within my own household.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, we've become a society of fast food and also fast sport, I think. You go to the basketball, takes an hour and a half, 2 hours, and you're home. You know, go to the soccer, 45 minutes, two halves.
Everything's like that.
Can we honestly afford, you've got six kids, can you say to the family, I'm going to the cricket all day today. So you leave home at 9 in the morning and get home at about 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. I just don't think we can do it anymore.
I think that is definitely part of it, but I also think there's just too much cricket. There's too much cricket, and we're not playing well at the moment.
Yeah.
Combination of a number of things, I think, but... And maybe an old stadium over there compared to the rest of Australia.
Yeah. Chairman of Selectors, Rod Marsh, who I love and respect, and he's a fantastic fellow, but Rod, I know you'd be listening to us this morning. I've just got two words to say to you, Chad Sayers.
Why do they pick a squad for two tests? Is that usually
to give
done?
People a go. Yeah, it often is. Yeah, they normally do that. I see where Shane Warne is against the idea, and he knows more than we do. He said, you've got to pick on current form. But you've got to give people more than one test. If you have a bad test, I don't think you're totally outclassed and you're not up to that
Well,
standard.
Let's hope he's in the next squad, because he's got 17 wickets at 10 in the first two games.
Yeah, but Rue, he does this every year. It's not a new thing.
This is new. 17 at 10 for the starters.
I asked KG Saturday morning. I was in here and I saw KG, who knows his cricket, and I just said, "What is it? You know, he takes wickets. Are they saying that he's not fast enough? And apparently that is the knock on him. But as KG
Terry
said,
Terry Alderman wasn't fast.
That's right, Terry Alderman. And the Chad Sale is as a swing bowler apparently a genius, and he should be in the side.
Oh, well, I reckon he'll have to. His name would have to be up in lights with the Redbacks on top of the ladder and him taking most of the wickets.
Yep, he deserves a go. Another sporting story. What's happening at the MCG?
Well, there is some talk. I don't know if this is just pie in the sky sort of stuff, but the MCG could get a roof.
Really?
They're saying there's technology available now to be able to build a roof that goes obviously over the MCG after it's in its current format, its current shape. So that would be interesting.
Does it need a roof, Roo?
Well, they got Etihad there. I think if they trick up Etihad, then maybe not. But wet weather football is not. I don't know. It's not. It's obviously not as good. It still can have great games in the wet. Now, footy's always been about being played in the winter. But when you get home on a Friday night and you put the telly on and it's bucketing down at the MCG,
it's not good.
You don't go yippee, do you?
No.
So I don't know. They certainly the Victorians want to. They want to give everything a bit of a birthday out
Has
there.
Has a figure been mentioned?
No, what they haven't cost? Even talked dollars.
Imagine,
I think they've got enough money in Melbourne.
Imagine the engineering and everything going to that. Cost a fortune.
Yeah, it would. But anyway, we'll watch that. The Stephen Goff's the bloke who used to run the MCC. So he knows what he's doing. He wouldn't just say it if it was, no chance of happening.
All right, and just finally, we mentioned the nuclear stuff at the top of the show. Let's have a quick listen to Jay Weatherill, our Premier.
Trust is at the heart of this. Interestingly, when the jury seemed to be discussing this, the technical issues about safety were less prominent than the issues of trust.
All right, now, so everyone knows, what happened was there's a called a Citizens Bureau, 300 people who put together have been meeting regularly, I think, over the last few months. And it's not just a let's have a meeting and put our hand up and vote. They've actually done a lot of research. They've been given help by experts.
Given a lot of information.
Given a lot of information to form an opinion on this. And that's how they've arrived at their decision. Now, so it turns out from what we just heard then, it's about whether that or not they trust the Premier and his government to do it. It's not about the safety of it.
Yeah, which I would have thought that would have been 99% of it, the safety of the whole thing. So,
but they're okay with the safety.
I don't know if he's saying that to try and say, well, if we can come up with a way to get your confidence up in those areas that you're not, we can still go ahead with it.
Hmm.
Because otherwise, why would you pot yourself? He just potted himself.
I know.
So I reckon they'll still push ahead with it.
Yeah, all right. And just finally, very quickly, see Poe.
We had a phone call.
Poe's got her gear off.
Poe?
Have you seen Paige? She's a page three girl all of a sudden.
What's she doing in the nude?
She's in a birthday suit.
She reckon...
It's not page three. What is it?
Page five. But she's saying a lot of girls aren't comfortable with their bodies in whatever shapes and sizes they are. So she's got starkers.
Yeah, in the nutty. Righto. Hey, we've got a call coming through. 133353. Good morning.
Oh, hi, guys. It's Poling Yao. How are you?
Hello, Poe.
Yeah, chop some onions. Hey.
Yeah.
Look, I really wanted to do the photo shoot. Mm. People ask me why. I wanted to empower girls and empower women generally and have girls realise that they should be proud of their bodies.
Right.
And that's why in the photo shoot we all covered up the bits we were ashamed of, which is most of it really.
Right.
Yeah, we all covered up everything. Any bits that people would most like to see, we covered them up.
Right.
Because we're really ashamed of them because they're awful.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Poe.
Okay, bye.
Nice to hear from you. Good coming up, Johnny Blake's written another song. He had a classic last week about
Trumpy.
I wonder what it's about this week. It's Ruined It's for Breakfast.
Guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We did mention at the start of the show that we've been handed an incredible deal from Ovo Mobile. So if you switch to Ovo Data SIM, you're going to get 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G. And this is going to change how you enjoy listening to music, video, sport, all the stuff you do on your mobile device with nothing more than a new SIM. And get this, just for you for listening right now, Ovo will give you the first month at half price. Let's do some math. Let's work that out. A whole month to enjoy 50 gig on 4G for just $29.95, then $59.95 after that. So there's no contract, and OVO will instantly upgrade your plan to any better offers they release as part of their More for Fans promise. And with 50 gig, you can afford to catch up with us more often. Open your browser now and get on at ilovedata.com.au. 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G, and then half price for the first month. ilovedata.com.au. Now let's get back to the show.
Triple M.
Let's say good morning, John Blake.
Hi, good morning, boys.
How's it going? John.
Yes, I thought in the interest of balance, we'd do another song.
Right.
Because we're all about balance. Mm-hmm. So we had a Donald Trump. We've got the election coming up on Tuesday night, our time. They'll be going to the polls overnight while we're sleeping, and we'll get results coming through mid-Wednesday morning.
What if we got a shock?
I know.
Have we ever followed it as closely as we have this time around? I don't recall us doing this.
No, I think this is because this is probably one of the first times that no matter who wins, we're not going to like it.
Mm. Half of America ain't going to like it either.
And there's a few firsts. We'll have a first woman, or we'll have the Donald. Mm. It's terribly exciting because it means a lot for the rest of us as well. And I thought when coming up with a Hillary Clinton songs, we've done Donald Trump. What rhymes with Hillary? And I thought. I thought Green Day's Minority probably fits pretty well.
I won't be voting for Hillary. She's showing off her masculinity. What sort of president you think she'll be? Cause I wouldn't trust her with the nuclear key. She's the sneakiest woman that I have ever known. And when people look at her, she turns them into stone. President, her husband Bill was inappropriate. He found a White House intern and then he soiled her skirt. Oh. I don't want to vote for Hillary. She always sounds like she's shouting at me. I don't want to vote for Hillary because I can't tell if she's a he or a she. Oh. Donald Trump is treating women disrespectfully. Hillary says that's not the way the things are supposed to be. She says that Donald Trump is a misogynistic dill. At least he's not a rapist, like they're saying about Bill. Oh. I don't want to vote for Hillary. Yeah. What sort of president do you think she'll be? Oh, I don't want to vote for Hillary. She wouldn't lie straight on a rotisserie.
Wouldn't lie straight on a rotisserie, get it?
Quite
catchy. I thought I'd just change that a bit. It's called poetic license, isn't it? Yes, it is.
Just trying to think.
Is she a bit crooked, is she?
Oh, yeah. You know they're doing a remake of The Lion King, apparently, starring Hillary Clinton. It's called The Lion Bitch. Yeah, it's going to be
great.
The
other word you could have slotted in was capillary.
Oh, capillary.
That rhymes. That's the only other one I can think of.
Burst a capillary.
Yeah, there you go. What else?
All right, that's good. All right, thank you.
$180 million had been punted on that yesterday, on the presidency. I got a text.
Not what you didn't know how much was being bet.
Trump's gone out again. He come in sharp.
Right.
Looked like he was a chance to upset. Looks like
it was winks.
And then something happened.
And black heart.
Latest poll is five down now. Five points down the latest poll.
Yeah, I don't think he can get up.
Yeah, all right. Good work, Johnny. Boom. I like it.
Well done, Johnny.
The pressure test with Ruin Dits.
Oh my gosh, I can't even think of the name properly.
Don't let the pressure get to you.
The nerves just, it's ridiculous.
$500 is up for grabs. Get some easy money.
Oh gee, another 500. We've given away a fair bit lately.
Weekday mornings at 7 and 8 with the pressure test.
Well, here is your money.
Ruin Dits for breakfast, 104.7 Triple M.
We are only a day or two away now from the US election, which has been dragging on for years and years and years. I cannot believe this.
Decades.
Oh, for God's sake. We've never followed anything or the US situation as closely as this, have we?
Yeah, that's because we're worried about Donald Trump getting
in. Yeah, I think we are. Let's go to our Channel 9 US correspondent. We talk to her quite often. Laura Turner, good morning.
Good morning, Ruin Dits. Just to be exact, there is 2 days and 6 hours approximately until we hope to know a result.
Good, thank God
for
that.
Out of the US election. But as you said, hey, maybe it'll drag on a few more years.
Yeah.
Has it been the same in America as it has been in Australia? Has it ever been this big? Has this been the most, public election process? Or
I think a few years ago, or 8 years ago, when Barack Obama was going to be, or they'd hoped to be, would be the first African-American president. That was pretty huge. But this is huge in a different way. This has got such a different feeling about it. There's, you know, we know that this fight has gotten really low. It's been a lot of low blows. It's gotten very dirty, very nasty. So it's big in a different way. I think you're probably right in saying, though, that it is. It's probably had the most attention paid to it out of any other election.
Laura, a couple of big scares over the weekend, and I say big. Any security scare is quite frightening. We had the one where Donald Trump was rushed off stage, but then there was also another incident where people were whisked away from outside the White House as well.
Yeah, the Donald Trump one was interesting. I mean, it was we kind of were watching as it was breaking, and you know, there was this big panic, and he was whisked off the stage by Secret Service, and there was claims there was a gun in the crowd, and his people then started tweeting that it was an assassination attempt, which has turned out to be completely and utterly wrong. But despite that, they're continuing to do it. His son was tweeting about it in the last kind of 12 hours that it was an assassination attempt, and it certainly wasn't. It's been proven now that the man didn't even have a gun. He's a Republican, but a Republican against Trump. So they're trying to use it to their own advantage. And, you know, Trump comes back on stage just a minute or so later and thanks the Secret Service and looks like a bit of a hero and all the rest. But you're right, there has been a few of these incidents. Also on top of that, Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton's possible vice president, he had a car accident probably just minutes after that happened. So I think everyone's on edge a little. Mm.
The security guard, one of the Secret Service guys, when he was getting Trumpy off the stage, he was yawning. So he was really worried about it. Yeah, he'd catch him, he's having a yawn as he's walking him off. So maybe he knew it wasn't too much to worry about. But is there any hope that he could upset Hillary here, or is Hillary going to be the next president?
No, there is hope. It's gone from, you know, depending on which news service you watch the most and which poll you watch the most, CNN had him a 1 in 4 chance. He's now kind of 1 in 3. The odds are shortening if you're a betting man. So he's certainly got a chance. It's got to go very, very badly for Hillary Clinton, though, for him to win. She's, you know, she's just got to hold the states that they know are going to vote Democrat. She's, and then she's got to win one or two of the swing states, and she's in. Whereas he's got a lot of work. You know, he's got to win all of the swing states and steal a state that normally votes Republican and keep all of his own, sorry, Democrat, and then keep all of his own. So he's got a lot of work to do, but crazy things have happened, as it seems.
If he doesn't get in, has all this publicity been good or bad for Donald Trump and his own business empire?
Well, a lot of people are saying for his brand. His daughter, Ivanka Trump's got, you know, clothing and shoes under the Trump name. And obviously all his hotels and casinos. There's been a lot of publicity, but it's hurting him. You wouldn't hear that from him. He reckons it's doing him, you know, good, but he's always going to say that. So there has been a lot of publicity that the traffic through his hotels has been down. There's been campaigns for places like Macy's and Bloomingdale's to get her, Ivanka Trump, stock out of their stores. You know, a lot of women protesting. So it does appear to have damaged his brand, most certainly. But we know he's a marketing man, and he'll probably, if he loses, use all of this to his advantage somehow. There's been talk of him having his own television station, Trump Television, and he can use all of his followers to be his viewers. So he's cultivated his own crowd already.
Yeah. Hey, Laura, thanks so much for talking to us again. And I'll tell you what, Channel 9 should be giving you about 2 months off after this election. Gee, this has been unbelievable.
We'll see about that. There's an inauguration to come, so we'll see.
Yeah, indeed. All right, thanks so much, Laura.
Good to talk to you.
Ruined It's for Breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
6:42, Ruined It's for Breakfast, all thanks to Ranella Mazda. Great pleasure right now to introduce a man, Roo, who probably the best illusionist in the world. In fact, I see by his peers he's been rated the greatest magician of the year. International.
I think he's a magician.
That's how big it is. We're talking Cosentino. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, mate, I haven't slept for 12 months. Since you were here last time, I've been racking my brains. You put a set of reading glasses on the floor, mm-hmm. and you just looked at them, and they leapt in the air on their own and flipped over. For God's sake, you can't do that to us.
Magic.
I've just been thinking and thinking and thinking.
I like that. Yeah. It's good.
Oh, do you?
He's a skeptic, Cosentino. He does not believe in illusionists and magicians. He wants to think you had magnets or something dodgy.
Yeah.
I believe in you. I'm on your side.
I like that.
Right. I believe in you.
No, you don't. You don't believe in stuff like that.
Please. Anyway, Cosentino, you're here because you've written a book.
I have.
Yeah.
That's a magic trick.
It is. Tell us about it. What's the book about?
It's my life story so far. It's how I got involved in magic, why I do what I do. I teach some magic in it. I talk about my inspirations. You know, a lot of people kind of join my story at Australia's Got Talent 2011, but there's 15 years of hard work to become an overnight success, and I talk all about that. It's a pretty detailed book.
Do you share tricks in the book or not?
I do. I share the very first tricks I ever learned that I fooled my father with,
right.
The first illusion I performed for my mother. So there's lots in there. Yeah, lots.
Tell us about that. Would have been. I'm sure your mum enjoyed that one.
I did a little levitation. I actually levitated
bloody
off the
hell.
Bar. And I actually teach it in the book.
Right. Did she think she'd been drinking or something at that stage?
Well, it was more magical, put it that way.
Did you ever make your dad's money disappear out of his wallet or anything?
Well, No. That was the first trick. I made a coin disappear.
Right.
Mm. And my father said to me, how did you do it? He's a structural engineer. And that's how for me, my father was a genius. He made bridges and buildings stand up. The coin disappeared and he said, how did you do it? And all of a sudden there was this transfer of power because I could do something he couldn't.
Yeah.
And then from that moment on, all his money disappeared.
Good stuff. Now, with the book, what's the most interesting thing do you think we're going to learn about your lifestyle? Because it's different. When you're an illusionist and you're a magician, we don't meet people like you every day. Mm. And I think I'm right in saying this goes back to when you're about 12 years of age. Is that right?
100%. Look, I don't know the most interesting thing. Look, I really drill down on what I call the grind. You know, all those years of traveling across the country, you know, traveling across the Nullarbor, doing school shows, shopping centres, cruise ships, trying to put bums in seats, trying to advertise my own show, knocking on doors and getting that rejection and not being able to land a management deal or an agent, yet I could sell, 22,000 tickets before anyone even knew me.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying it really connects with them, resonates with them. It's just that those constant knockbacks that we all really get. So I think that's a really important message in it.
Sure. Just talking about that pressure that perhaps you were under at different times in your life, I get the feeling, I mean, Rue was joking about it a moment ago, but I get the feeling that people in your profession are scrutinised more than anybody. And when you're live on television, maybe to millions of people around the world, we're watching so closely, aren't we? And we're thinking, God, is he going to make a mistake or will this trick work? I mean, is that massive pressure or are you so well drilled?
No, it is. There's a lot of pressure. And you're right, people are really watching and scrutinizing it. And look, there's two schools of thought. There's people who just suspend disbelief and go with it, which is great. And there's people who want to analyze it and kind of break it down and see it as a puzzle. And that's also great too, as long as it, to me, it sells tickets.
Yeah.
But you're right, there is a lot of pressure. For example, and no disrespect to any singers, but when I was on the talent show back in 2011, if they hit a bad note, some people would hear.
You just go, move on.
Oh, precisely.
Yep.
When I hit a bad note, I'm underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
And
that's
a bad
note
underwater means you start drowning.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of pressure.
Yeah. How did you get into that sort of stuff where you're putting your life on the line for?
Well, that's an interesting question. I have two older brothers. No, yeah, well, kind of. I have two older brothers. I was inspired by Harry Houdini. And I would get my brothers to, I would sit in a chair, they would wrap me in rope, and I would say to them, push me in the pool.
Get out of here.
And they would oblige. No, this is true. This is true story. And
yeah,
believe
the
me, they were two older brothers. I was the little brother.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah, sure, no worries. And I did that over and over again. My brother would dive in and he'd sit on the bottom with me and just make sure I was, I could get out. But they loved it. We were like, we were Jackass before Jackass was around.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking years ago. So they would do crazy things. You know, we had dirt bikes and they would like strap me to the dirt bike and say, okay, now go over the ramp. And I would do it. It's just crazy stuff.
That is not a normal childhood.
No, it's not.
Now, you've got a trick for us this morning.
I do.
Now, for everyone obviously listening in radio, very hard to see a trick on radio. Mm. So it's a card trick. Now, we've got this on Facebook Live.
Yep.
All right. Now, last time you were here with the spectacular spectacles trick, it went nuts. It went berserk online. So you can go to Facebook Live and check this out now. Cosentino doing a card trick for us.
Okay, so you guys will describe it because I'm going to move away a little bit.
Yep.
I'll try and work with both of you, but I'll start with you. I'm going to do, well, first off,
is this a normal deck of cards?
Yeah, I'm going to show you that they're all normal. That's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Righto, so he's fanning out the cards.
And they're all different.
I've commentated football before. I haven't commentated a card trick before.
So they're all different.
Fanning out the cards.
Footy, taekwondo, and cards.
Now he's gone over to Roo with the deck of cards.
You call stop whenever you want, we'll get a random card.
Righto, so flicking through the cards.
Okay, take that card.
He's now split the deck.
Okay,
takes a card.
I ask you to sign it for me.
Oh.
Sign the face.
So he's got a pen out.
Which side? That side or the other side?
The face of the card. So not the back. So that's the back design. So the face.
So you want it where the numbers are, in
correct.
Fact. Sign it where the numbers are,
that's
Roo.
That's it. And I won't look.
All right. He's signing it now with a black pen, a texter.
Okay, perfect.
Righto.
You've good done stuff. That.
Yep. Costantino's got his back
place
to Roo.
Back in.
Putting
so
in
it goes
the
into the deck. Do we agree?
Back into the deck.
Okay. So now we give the cards a quick little shuffle.
Righto. Shuffling the cards.
Mixing them up.
How's my commentary going so far?
Good.
Good. Righto.
So that's a cut.
Righto.
A couple of other little cuts. A
couple of little cuts
there.
Of the deck.
So the point is I'm mixing them up.
You are mixing them up.
And let me show you. It's not on the bottom. Yeah.
No. Oh, on the bottom, we've got the eight of diamonds.
Yeah,
okay.
And let me show you
in the face of it.
Yeah, well, you know what the cut is. It's not on top.
Right.
It's not that one either.
The top's, the joker.
Yes.
So, can I get your hand like
yep.
so?
Holding
I'm going to place
out.
The joker there. Great. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Now, you signed the card, right?
I did.
Let me show the camera. What does it say on the pen?
What does it say?
Sharpie.
Sharpie. Right. Okay,
let me show you what it says on the other side.
Mm hmm.
Sharpie.
Yeah,
right.
Hold Sharpie.
Right.
Now, watch.
He's waving Sharpie above the card. He's waving it. He's waving it. Right.
I don't know what your card is. You selected free choice.
Mm. So at the moment, the card you took off was the top one, which was the joker. It's sitting in the palm of Roo's hand.
Yeah,
You're just waving the pen above it.
Then look what the pen says. My pen.
Seven spades.
Oh, get out. Right, so on the pen, it says the seven of spades.
Right.
Come
look,
on.
Look. Right. Now, that was the joker, right? Watch.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's,
what's he done?
There's more magic
what's
in
he done?
Studio.
What's he done? Oh, get out. So it is.
Roo,
it's become the seven of spades.
Kiss, hug, kiss,
and
hug.
And it's got Roo, kiss, hug, kiss, hug.
There
absolutely.
You go.
That's a very that's a brilliant.
Thank you. Let's do one more. Quickly, one more. Watch, watch, watch.
Can we get people to change their checks like that?
Oh, my God. You should have come up the river on the weekend.
What amount of fortune. Right, what are we doing now, Costantino?
I put it in the middle. Watch.
Right.
Flex back up to the top.
Oh,
oh my God.
Right.
See
this
that?
Is too good. This
can I do one more? Can I do one more?
There, Dits?
Yeah, one
watch,
more. One
watch,
more.
Watch, watch, watch. I'm going to leave it hanging out just a bit. We can see your card.
So he's got
there.
The card hanging out the deck, the seven. Yes.
Watch.
Right,
eh? So all I do is
pushes it back in.
Push it back in. And I'll place it on the table. Putting
one.
In fact, you guys come really close. Put your fingers put your fingers to it. Yep, yep. Great. Okay, great. Now, watch, watch. We're really close. Look what happens. That card just changes again.
Oh, the eight of diamonds. Hang on, there's more.
Wait.
Right, in his back pocket.
Is my wallet?
And he pulls out his wallet.
Oh, you haven't got it in there.
I don't.
You haven't.
Do you want to do my zipper?
The zipper?
Yep.
On your wallet?
Yeah, on the wallet. Yes, sorry. Right. We should describe
bloody
that.
Leading question.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now look, describe what's in here.
Oh, he's getting out.
Oh, stop it.
He's like getting something out of
paper.
His wallet. A little bit of paper.
And inside, I've got a horrible
folded
feeling.
Folded up. Righto, Roo.
I'll help you.
Oh, no.
Look. Is it
it's actually an enclosed
you
envelope.
Can't do that.
Oh, come on. It's a sealed envelope.
I could not have done that. Did we sort this out beforehand?
Right. I know people driving along, you're probably thinking, how on earth can we see this? But go to Facebook Live. He's just pulled the seven of spades with Roo's signature on it out of a wallet, out of his back pocket, in a sealed envelope. Right. That is brilliant.
It's magic.
Costantino, that is. Hey, good luck with your book. If you're
thank
this would
you.
Be brilliant for Christmas. Costantino, anything is possible. What a good book. Actually,
tell
can we
you
we'll
what.
Just take a quick phone call if we can?
Of course.
133353. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, guys, I don't trust this guy. I reckon he's just full of trickery. Chuck him out.
Right,
just bloody trickery.
Righto. All right. Hey, Costantino, thanks for coming
that
in.
That was amazing.
Absolutely brilliant.
Thanks
well
to
done.
Your older brothers for chucking you in the pool.
Yes.
Too, because we wouldn't have had that otherwise.
That's right.
There you go.
104.7 Triple M.
Hey, Roo, how's this for a little story? People don't know this, but we actually do a lot of research on this program. And did you know last week we brought in a lot of our listeners into a room here and gave them pizza and beer and stuff and actually bribed them.
Lots of beer.
So that they tick books and say they like us. But what we got out of it was that they love this show on Channel 10, one of our favourites as well.
Have you been paying attention?
Roo, just on that, pay attention if you could. Joining us now, we've done this before. It's a lot of fun. Tom Gleisner, good morning.
Good morning, Roo. Hi, Dits. And guys, we did some research with our audience too.
Yeah.
And we found out that their favourite radio show was ABC Classic FM. Yeah. So there you have it. So,
unbelievable. Righto, now how this works. Right, so we've got our buzzers. Mine will be Dits. And what's yours, Roo?
Roo!
Righto, there you go. So, Tom, you're the quiz master. Just give us an example of some of the questions we might get on the show tonight. This is Channel 10 at 8:30 tonight.
Okay, let's kick off with a simple one. Southeast Queensland has been inundated with thousands of what?
Dits.
Oh,
Victorians.
Yeah, that does happen, but there are even more of them.
Cane toads, isn't it?
No, cane toads. What is it?
They've been there for a while. This is just this week, and believe it or not, it's butterflies. They've got a Cape White butterfly
You're joking.
Plague. No,
Beautiful. Right.
Butterflies and schoolies.
The thing, and schoolies. Yeah, that's right. The things you learn.
All right, moving overseas now, gentlemen. Donald Trump was forced from the stage at a rally in Nevada after someone yelled out,
"Root."
Root?
Fraud.
That'd do it. Show us your tax return. No, it wasn't fraud. What did someone yell out?
Yeah, it might have been gun, was it?
I think it was gun. Yeah. Apparently it wasn't a gun.
No.
There was no gun, but
they may
even have one.
All right. That's 1-0. Okay. A Danish tourist in far north WA has been bitten by a croc. How did it happen?
Dits. Oh, you're going first. Come on.
Rube.
Oh, the tourist actually thought it was a toy, didn't they? And then they got up close and got bitten, didn't it? Is that what happened?
You're reading different
things. Actually, what it was, the croc thought it was an apple Danish.
Okay. Well, stop you both there.
No.
Apparently, he was trying to get a selfie, which is what you'd naturally do.
No.
And he slipped and just fell on the croc.
The old selfies. Yeah. That's gone too far.
Yeah. We'll get you into trouble. Okay, a lot of big-name celebrities have been in the country for the spring racing carnival. Yep. I want you to identify this voice.
Just a beautiful ladies. Just a beautiful ladies. Just a beautiful ladies.
Rue? Joel Garner?
You're in the ballpark. No, it's certainly an athlete of great note. He's a world record holder.
Might have been Usain Bolt.
May have been Mr. Bolt.
Bolt.
All right. I don't know how our scores are travelling, but let's just say
one all.
One all.
Yeah.
Okay. According to a statement from the Pope this week, there is no place in the Catholic Church for what?
Dits.
Oh, you'd hate this one.
Straight priests.
Okay. Stop you there.
Surely that's the right answer. Surely.
It's close. Right. He said this is not going to happen. It would be?
Women priests.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I was close.
God. Okay, why don't we call this our tiebreaker?
Righto, the tiebreaker. Righto.
This is it. This is for glory. Okay, a tough couple of days for Tony Abbott. What did he fall off?
Root? Well, it'd have to be his bike. He's always on the bike, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a mad bike rider, yeah.
It wasn't, and it wasn't the backbench either. It was, in fact, a volunteer fire brigade truck. He was out there doing some exercises.
Yeah, actually, the truth is he was pushed.
Well, you know, hard to say.
Whether the other volunteer
was driving.
Yeah.
There you go. So, guys, I think that has proved that more attention needs to be paid.
It does.
You've got to read more trivial and newspapers, I think. Hey, Tom, thanks for joining us. A lot of fun tonight. 8:30 on Channel 10. Have you been paying attention? Good guest tonight, too. Ed Cavalier. You got Abby Coleman. One of our favourites, Lawrence Mooney, Fifi Box, Sam Pang. So plenty of action tonight. Good on you, Tom.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
See you, Tommy.
104.7 Triple M is ruined it for breakfast.
You know when you got bitten by a dog when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Apparently that dog got gingivitis.
And the 6 till 6 no repeat workday. Are you going to be my girl? Lonely. Yeah.
I shot the sheriff. Your Workplace Soundtrack is 104.7 Triple M.
Let's go to Mike Smithman now. Massive news about the nuclear storage facility. How many? 300 people were
Citizens
surveyed.
Citizens Bureau, they called it.
Yeah, they got all the information. Two-thirds of them come back and said they are not confident in going ahead with it.
All right, let's find out more. Channel 7's political reporter, Mike Smithson. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. Yes, wouldn't you yet? Love to spend the weekend sitting on a citizen's jury.
Yes. Hey, Smitho, how much information, how much time did these people have at their disposal to come up with this decision that they don't want to go ahead with it?
Well, Roo, it's really a well-considered process. It's the ultimate democracy because the Premier said right from the outset that he wanted to randomly select these, I mean, there just wasn't one over the weekend. There have been three, I think, all up, or three weekends where people have sat and had all the information put to them. They were just letters sent out in the post. And if you decided you got a letter and you wanted to take part, you actually got paid to do it and you got accommodation to do it if you were coming from the country. So everything was laid out. The only thing that really didn't go to plan was that it backfired and blew up in the Premier's face. That he would have expected and hoped that they would support it because that really is government's fundamental position. It says that it's open-minded, but it wants to proceed and explore a nuclear waste dump, and the two-thirds majority rejected it, which is conclusive as far as I'm concerned.
But the big news, the bit that I've read, is that they didn't actually necessarily weren't concerned with the safety of it. They were concerned more about the trust in the government's ability to be able to build it on time, on budget. Is that the biggest issue?
Well, it's a huge issue. As I put to the Premier yesterday, isn't trust fundamental to all of this? If you're talking about storing high-level nuclear waste and your basic jury, your basic representation of democracy rejects it on the basis of trust, and Indigenous communities likewise, that they don't trust you to run this process properly, it means the whole thing's flawed. You can't change that.
But doesn't that mean, though, Smitho, if someone else builds it or do something different where they have got trust in the people doing it, they could still go ahead if the safety's not as big a concern?
Well, if you can get over the trust factor and move on to the safety aspect, there's also the economic aspect. Is it really going to be the pot of gold that you want it to be? The state's economic future depends on it. Bear in mind, this thing just to set up before you put one bit of radioactive waste in it is going to cost you towards $1 billion. That's just to get the thing started, basically. So the trust factor comes into the economics as well. You don't trust the government to be doing the job to get the economic reward that is being promised. I think Joe Weatherill's painted into a corner on this one, that his party is going to knock it on the head. The Labor Party doesn't particularly like nuclear anyway. This is just the perfect entree for them to say, let's forget it for all time.
Smitho, what about the fact, though, that I've read this morning, he said this isn't the end of it. He said, yes, we've had the Citizens Bureau, they've had their say. He's still saying, though, that they might still go on and arrive at the decision in another way. What do you think he's going to do from here, having been told by the people they don't want it?
Three things, bits on this. First, he takes it to Cabinet this morning.
Yep.
And I think that there would be a percentage of Cabinets, certainly from the left of the Labor Party, that would say, hey, let's cut our losses and run on this. Then he's got to take it to the party, the caucus, that is the elected members of the party, and I think he'll have even less, there'll be less appetite to pursue this. Then he's got to take it to the general membership of the Labor Party, and the feeling there is very much this is the wrong way to go. I think that he will stonewall for a while, but eventually I'll just have to let it lapse and say, well, it was a good idea. We explored it. We tried. And it was worth doing on that basis. But there's not a public appetite for it, so we'll have to let it go.
Yeah, this is the old story, Roo. Never ask a question if you want to know the answer to it. You know? That's what he's done, I think. Hey, Smitho, thanks so much for joining us. Well done.
Good on you, boys. Thank you.
Good on you. Thank you. Channel 7 political reporter Mike Smithson got a call coming through. 133353. Hello.
It's good morning, guys. It's Jay Weatherill.
Oh, g'day, Jay. Look,
Mike Smithson's wrong there when he says that the citizens' jury is the ultimate in democracy. Democracy is government of the people, and we're going to now try governing instead of letting average Joe, Mr. and Mrs. Knobface Numpty Heads make major decisions about the future of our state.
Right.
Yeah, we've decided instead to try perhaps the other part of democracy, which is leadership.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks,
Jay.
Bye-bye.
Good on you. There you go. 7:22. I'm glad to hear that.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Talking about the citizens' jury. This took place yesterday, the Bureau, I should say, with the Premier. They're saying that two-thirds of them voted against South Australia having a nuclear waste facility.
Yeah, let's go to Port Adelaide. Good morning, Colin.
Yeah, g'day, boys.
Good, you were one of the jury members, were you?
Yes, I was, mate. Yeah.
How did it all unfold?
Well, it was a bit of a process, I can tell you that. Steep learning curve for all of us citizens who, may I say, did an excellent job to come to the decision they did. But the media seems to have picked up on the trust issue more than anything, and I feel that the economics of it were a major issue, as well as the consent. There was a major issue with Indigenous consent. And we all felt that was a bit of a problem.
What did the Premier say moving forward? I mean, is your decision final, do you think, now that two-thirds of the jury have said we don't really want it? What happens, do you think?
Well, look, there's absolutely nothing binding about our decision. It was always going to be basically a recommendation. The government can go ahead down whichever path they want anyway. There's to go further, they need to change legislation and stuff like that. But, yeah, there was nothing binding about our decision, mate. So they can sort of go wherever they want.
Mm. All right. Thanks, Colin. Thanks for that insight.
Good on you, Carl.
And, Roo, just to, what happened was they sent letters out to everyone in the community. Well, not everyone, but they handpicked a lot of people. So it was a real cross-section. Or, you know, it was a random sort of selection process.
Must have been very random because you got one.
I got one as well. Yeah. Well, I didn't make the cut. But see where Smith, I said, you got paid and you got to. So if they want to do.
You could have been out all weekend. Might reconsider. The city.
Yeah, I'll reconsider next time.
Too late.
I don't know.
Ruined Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Ruined Dits, thanks to Ranella Mazda. Roo read a very, very sad story over the weekend in the Sunday Mail. And this name comes up from time to time, and I reckon we just don't know enough about it, and it always seems too late. I'm talking about meningococcal.
Yeah, it's a shocker, isn't it?
There have been some cases highlighted here in South Australia. There's a family in Wallaroo that are trying to make a difference. And very, very sadly, they lost their little girl. And since then, they've started a foundation and they are trying to change our awareness and hopefully do something about this terrible, terrible disease. The mum joins us on the line. Nikki Weatherspoon, good morning.
Good morning.
I read your story over the weekend and there's no doubt it touched many, many, many people. Could you want to just refresh our memories and tell us what happened to you and your husband and, in fact, your family, Nikki?
Oh, it was just like every other day. Paige was feeling unwell. Like a flu or a gastro type of thing. Slept on and off all day, vomited a couple of times. Nothing unusual with kids, they catch that many bugs.
Mm.
And then later at night, she's had a couple of bruises on her legs. Her legs were sore to touch. She wanted Band-Aids. And in my gut, I just had a funny feeling things weren't right. So we took her to the doctors. That was around 10 o'clock. That night, and I suggested to say, you know, was this meningococcal? No, she'll be fine, take her home. But if symptoms persist, obviously bring her back hospital. And within the next few hours, Paige was screaming out in pain. We didn't make it.
She was How old was Paige? How old was Paige?
2.5.
Gee.
And you'd lost your mum that week as well. Am I right with that?
Yes, yeah, we looked after mum at home with cancer and, she died on the Friday and then Paige died on the following Friday.
Nikki, what are we learning about meningococcal? Now, Roo and I have got a very, very good friend who lost his son as well. Mm. And so that really highlighted it for me. And, again, they just didn't know it happened so fast from where you think someone's got the flu or a cold to then within 24 hours this poor lad had passed away. What do we now know about the disease or do we know anything at all about how it starts? How do you pick it up, all of these sorts of things?
Everyone carries this in the back of their throat and it's different and reacts different to people. You can catch it, saliva. I just think it's the awareness and to be vigilant about it, especially when you go into the doctors as a mother, they've got to listen to you. In your gut feeling, you know that your child's not well, so I think you have to be very persistent. It is very hard to detect, obviously. But if a mother's going to keep questioning, there's obviously something wrong.
Now, at the time, what about your husband, Dwayne, and you've got a daughter, Grace, as well. Is anyone else in danger at that time?
Yes. We all had to have an antibiotic that night at the hospital. Paige was going to be around within that 24 hours.
So it's really just a real unlucky situation. You're saying that potentially all of us have this bug and in some people, like your daughter, it then develops further.
Yes, that's right. Gee, exactly.
Amazing. Mm. Absolutely amazing.
It might depend on when your immune system's down as well. You know, that seemed to be the child obviously unwell previously. But, I mean, that's not in all cases. Mm. And not everyone has a rash. Not everyone's got a flu-like symptom and that's the hardest thing about this disease. It's so rapid.
Well, you can't take the chance with this one, though, so...
No, that's for sure. And so that's why we started our foundation in the year 2000, 2 years after... 2002, sorry, when after Paige had died. We had no one to talk to about this disease. Half the doctors didn't really know much about it in 98, So we've raised over $300,000, we just like to help the families. We just want to be there to support them financially, whatever we can do for them.
Yeah, for sure. Nikki, thanks so much for talking to us. It wouldn't be easy to talk about this all the time, and you've done a great job. Nikki and Dwayne Weatherspoon, they're from Wallaroo, and they've started this foundation. So if anyone wants more information or can help, please do so. But, Rue, what would you do? You've got six beautiful children, and, just all of it. And I'm reading here where Nikki said once she saw the rash and realised there was something wrong, that's actually too late.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Well, just makes it tough, doesn't it?
Mm, terrible, terrible disease.
The Ruined It's for Breakfast catch-up. Thanks to Ranella Mazda. Get in and see the team for their plate escape offer with free Rego CTP and stamp duty on the updated Mazda 3 range, plus great 2016 plate clearance deals. Main South Road, Ranella.